Loopy by Ruth Rendell. At the end of the last performance, after the curtain calls, Red Riding Hood put me on a lead, and with the rest of the company we went across to the pub. No one had taken makeup off or changed. There was no time for that before the George closed. I remember prancing across the road and growling at someone on a bicycle. They loved me in the pub. Well, some of them loved me. Quite a lot were embarrassed. The funny thing was that I should have been embarrassed myself if I'd been one of them. I should have ignored me and drunk up my drink and left. Except that it is unlikely I would have been in a pub at all. Normally, I never went near such places. But inside the Wolfskin, it was very different. Everything was different in there. I prowled about for a while, sometimes on all fours, though this is not easy for us who are accustomed to the upright stance, sometimes loping, with my forepaws held close up to my chest. I went up to tables where people were sitting and snuffled my snout at their packets of crisps. If they were smoking, I growled and waved my paws in air-clearing gestures. Lots of them were forthcoming, stroking me and making jokes or pretending terror at my red jaws and wicked little eyes. There was even one lady who took hold of my head and laid it in her lap. Bounding up to the bar to collect my small dry sherry, I heard Bill Harkness, first woodcutter, say to Susan Hayes, Red Riding Hood's mother, "Old